Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Maddie, who's doing the 177-second survey?
Gloria Long Hernandez, and I need help with this location. She told me, and I already forgot how to
Pecoli
pronounce it.
Pecoli Ranch?
Well, let's ask her. Is it Pecoli Ranch? Oh, it's Pecoli Ranch?
It's Pecoli Ranch.
Yes,
hey!
It's Pecoli Ranch. Yes, and now Maddie knows. It's right over there. We're pointing.
Gotcha.
It's just right over there.
I had a dream. Gloria, fun fact for you. I had a dream to live in Pecoli Ranch when I first moved here, and I couldn't find a house. I couldn't find a place. Well, yeah. There wasn't too much on the market for your girl, so I had to move elsewhere. But I love Pecoli Ranch.
Anything that says ranch, you think it's fancy.
I know.
And it's not without its charm. Pecoli Ranch is very nice. Boy, you dodged one there, Gloria. You could add Kayla for a neighbor.
I'm a great neighbor to have, though, honestly.
Like, you're the best neighbor. Mm. Gloria, do you like drinking in your driveway?
I love drinking in my driveway.
Well,
yes! See,
you know what? Then keep your eyes out for a place for Kayla to live. She might move. You can borrow my truck. All right, your 177-second survey starts right now. It's an interesting thing. Gloria, did you dress up for Thanksgiving?
Not over the top, but a nice shirt, but still jeans. I wore shoes, though, in my house.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Shoes in my house, which that's the big dress up, right?
Fancy shoes.
That she had shoes at all.
Actual shoes.
That they're actual
that's
shoes.
Really funny.
That's funny.
At home, which I don't do except for on Thanksgiving.
Now I know you. Kayla, I know you weren't formal, but did you try to, you know, at least be presentable?
No, I always wear an ugly Christmas sweater at Thanksgiving because I love Christmas, so I wore that.
And then I wore
my slippers. That was my dress up. So.
And that's not dressing up. Yeah, no, but ugly sweater to me is dressing up because you've made some sort of effort and you put some thought into it. It's not like you wore pajama pants and a hoodie. You know what I mean? Maddie, did you dress up?
Yeah, I gave it like a 7.5 of effort. Kayla saw me with makeup
on.
She
was a full 9. Don't let her lie to you. She was a full 9.
No, you haven't seen a full 9. I can go hard. It's like you won't even recognize me.
She did her hair and her makeup.
And from what I understand, she was waxed freshly. I'm just saying. I don't. Yeah, no, that sounds like there was a lot of effort. Gloria did. No, I'm not going to ask you about waxing. Gloria, what time did you guys eat?
We ate, it was like 4:30, we ended up eating a lot later. Dinner was ready at 4:30, but then everybody was drinking and relaxing, and I don't think we ate until like 6.
Wow, good for you, because that's kind of a, and not just my family now with, you know, with my in-laws and everything, even before, my family was like, when that turkey has come out and it is properly rested, you know, like right when everything's ready, then you go.
And that's normally what we do. But this year I put it in a chafing dish and it didn't get dry or anything. And it worked out.
Well, that's nice.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
We growing up, we were always like 1 or 2 o'clock. We've shifted back. Originally, we were going to eat at 3 and then it became 4. Like the day before, we shifted to 4. Kayla, what time did you guys eat?
Like 3, 3:30?
Yeah.
Somewhere on there? 3:30-ish. I honestly can't remember. We were just drinking the whole time. So.
The only
so
reason
bad.
the only reason I brought it up was that there were a number of people who were ranting on, at least on my social media feed, that were like, why are we doing this so early? This isn't, Thanksgiving is not brunch. You know, what are we doing?
That's so true. That's actually a very good point. We just, yeah.
I'm going to ask this one. I know you heard the buzzer. Yeah, yeah. I get eating earlier, and I'm okay with eating earlier. But three to four works well, and then pie around six is good. In a new survey, the average person says they take just 14 seconds to decide if they like a Christmas gift. Do you think that is too long or too short? Now this is where the 14 seconds comes in. And they decide in those first 14 seconds whether that gift will be kept, returned, or re-gifted. Wow. You know what? I buy that. True or false, Gloria? 14 seconds to decide if you like a gift and what you're going to do with it.
I think it's true.
Y'all are cold people. I made a rule a long time ago. No, I made a rule a long time ago in my house. I have to try something out in order to to make an actual judgment. It's the same thing with food, or else I'd be the pickiest eater on the planet. I got to try it before I pass judgment on it. And so I decided a long time ago with gifts, I got to either wear it, try it out, do something with it in order for me to say, no, I don't like this gift.
And I'd like to apologize right now because I totally took that dirty. I'm so sorry.
The Chef Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.